from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 22-year-old Alfonso Rodriguez of Roswell, who was wanted on one count of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and two other felony charges from a drive-by shooting that allegedly occurred on August 23rd in Roswell. He was found and arrested in San Patricio in Lincoln County on Tuesday. According to reports, Lincoln County deputies received a tip that Rodriguez was possibly staying at a San Patricio residence. Deputies conducted surveillance and were able to confirm that Rodriguez was in the residence. Rodriguez initially refused to exit when deputies called for him to come out, but eventually he did, along with a female who had also been inside. Rodriguez was arrested without further incident. 37-year-old Scott Willis of Hobbs, who was acting nervously after he was pulled over by a Lee County Sheriff's deputy on a traffic stop. The Lee County deputy ended up calling a Lee County Drug Task Force agent after Willis denied consent to search his vehicle. A K-9 drug dog named Kelly was requested in order to conduct a free air sniff of the vehicle. The dog alerted officers to the presence of a narcotics near the passenger door of the vehicle. A search warrant was then requested and approved by a Lee County district judge. During that search, deputies located about 114 grams of methamphetamine with a street value of just over $11,000. And the investigation continues. The Eddy County Bureau of Elections informs the public that the certification of the absentee and early voting machine for the regular local election will be held on September 29th at 9 a.m. Certification will take place at the voting machine warehouse at 326 South Canyon Street in Carlsbad. All interested parties are invited to attend. New Mexico environmentalists and New Mexico U.S. Senators Martin Heinrich and Ben Ray Lujan support eliminating the alleged subsidies of $121 billion to the oil and gas industry, which they say is accused of contributing to pollution and climate change. A bill concerning those subsidies are currently being debated in Congress. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.